Welcome to the Noonday Meditation with Wayne Vernon.
Today is the last day of the year 2021, a rather eventful year. It is also the final study in the series, The Messianic Hope. As we have seen so far, for the early followers of Jesus Christ, the Messianic Hope took on new meaning in several ways. First, for them, Jesus Christ was the promised, prophesied, proclaimed Messiah. Their hope was not a nationalistic concept. It was more personal, though not private. As believers, they anticipated the second advent of our Lord. At His glorious return, our Lord will cause all dead believers to be resurrected and raptured to be with Him. In light of the fuller revelation of the Messianic hope, followers of Jesus Christ are challenged by the Apostle John. In 1 John chapter 3, 2 and following, the Apostle writes, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure." Loved ones, the challenge is for us to be sanctified. This we know is a sovereign act of God, but there is also personal responsibility, that is, to surrender to the Holy Spirit so that He can keep us pure. The hope of being brought back to life and seeing Jesus as He is and being with Him forever, these ought to motivate us to live for Him. You see, believers, our hope is far beyond anything we can conceive of in this life. The Apostle Paul declares in 1 Corinthians 15:19, "If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men." Therefore, he says in Romans chapter 5, 1 and following, "Since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom He has given to us." My brothers and my sisters, as we come to the end of another year, let us remember that we have a glorious hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, and hope does not disappoint. Hope will not disappoint. Hope cannot disappoint. The Jewish believers anticipated a Messiah who would deliver them from their oppressive neighbors and enemies. The believers in Jesus Christ understand that He is the Messiah, but He's not a political leader. He is a spiritual leader who delivers us from the spiritual forces of darkness. And He also keeps all other powers at bay. You can trust Him, my brothers and sisters, and believe Him. as we go into the new year. Should you need further instructions in these matters, please feel free to text the number 647-309-7302. If you desire to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, please text the word salvation to this number as well. We invite you to join us this evening at 7 and at 10 for our New Year's Eve services at the West Toronto Church of God. And we also invite you to join us for our 21 days of prayer, which begins on January 9, 2022. My brothers and my sisters, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Noonday Meditation with Pastor Wayne Vernon. Please forward this study to your friends, your relatives, associates, neighbors, and all those persons in your social network. If you have a prayer request, please feel free to communicate with us, and we will commit to supporting you in prayer. Until we meet again tomorrow, Shalom.